USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Joe Biden got his first ever primary win in South Carolina, buoyed by strong support from black voters.
Just days ago, press and the pundits had declared this candidacy dead. Now, thanks to all of you, the heart of the Democratic Party, we just won and we've won big.
But the former vice president still has plenty of ground to make up to reclaim his position atop the 2020 Democratic field, with Super Tuesday right around the corner. Health officials and the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention has said a Washington state coronavirus patient has died, marking the first death in the United States from COVID-19, the illness associated with the virus. President Donald Trump said at a news conference yesterday there's no reason to panic and the American public does not need to change their daily routines. Also, that he will be meeting with pharmaceutical companies tomorrow to work on a vaccine. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Tom Steyer, the California activist billionaire who's been running as a Democratic candidate for president, dropped out of the race. Steyer's departure came after a disappointing finish in the South Carolina Democratic primary, where he had just 11% of the vote.
And I didn't get into this race and start talking about things to try and get votes. I was in this race to talk about things that I care the most about and that I continue to care the most about.
His exit came after he spent a total of $158 million on television and radio ads. For the third time in under a year, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu seeks re-election. After two inconclusive elections last year, opinion polls forecast another stalemate, a troubling scenario for Netanyahu, who will go on trial with corruption charges just 2 weeks after Monday's vote. The Israeli leader, meanwhile, was forced to drop his bid for immunity from prosecution, and just this week, Israel battled Gaza militants in a two-day round of fighting. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Afghan's president said that he will not free thousands of Taliban prisoners ahead of the all-Afghan power-sharing talk set for next week, publicly disagreeing with a timetable for speedy prisoner release laid out just a day earlier in a U.S.-Taliban peace agreement. President Ashraf Ghani's comments pointed to the first hitch in implementing the fragile deal, which is aimed at ending America's longest war after more than 18 years and getting rival Afghan factions to agree on their country's future. Still, the United States has said planned troop withdrawal over the next 14 months is linked only to the Taliban's counterterrorism performance, not to progress in intra-Afghan talks. Astronomers have discovered the biggest explosion ever seen in the universe, originating from a supermassive black hole. Scientists reported that the blast came from a black hole in a cluster of galaxies 390 million light years away. The explosion was so large it carved out a crater in the hot gas that could hold 15 different Milky Ways, according to lead author Simona Giatrucci of the Naval Research Laboratory in D.C. It's five times bigger than the previous record holder. Two space observatories, along with radio data and telescopes in Australia and India, confirmed that this was part of a large cavity. To stay up to date with the primaries, the coronavirus, or anything else going on around the world, remember, you can always go to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.